Maybe I'll ask the question again. What kind of music do you like? What kind of entertainment do you like?
I like plays, musical comedies. I enjoy some of the shows on television. I'm a great fan of Cheers.
I see.
I try to get home in time before 4:30 so I can watch the latest adventure of Cheers.
What kind of music do you like in terms of...
Let's put it this way. I'm a devotee of Mr. Berlin, Mr. Cole Porter.
That's American music, but in terms of the world music, composers?
I've been known to listen to Brahms and Bach.
I see.
We go to the concerts on occasion.
Okay, who is your most favorite entertainer?
Mr. Molly Brown. Oh, what's it, Murphy Brown?
I see. Okay. Can you give us the name of some of the Jewish organizations that if you belong to?
Tree of Life, that's a Midrash Hagadol temple, the men's clubs in both the temple and Tree of Life. I used to be a director of the Jewish National Fund. I was always a donor to the Federation, along with the Hadassah. Your name is.
So a lot of organizations. I see.
I have a hard time turning it out.
Well, we have discussed before some of the politics, World War II. Are there any comments that you would like to make about the time of... I know you were in Europe in World War II, right?
I was in
Do you have some feelings about that time? I know you discussed anti-Semitism and Nazi period, but is there anything that you would like to elaborate on?
Well, the only thing that really disturbs me is that I never realized the depth of the Nazi atrocities towards Jews until really the very end of the war.
How do you attribute this to? Was it lack of information in the press here, or what was
it? Lack of information, even in England. Although we were friendly with Jewish families, they never. What they would talk about is that there's not going to be an invasion because they want the Russians to knock the Germans out, that we're never going into Europe. They never talked about the terrific anti-Semitic activities.
So,
we knew Hitler was a very nice person, a bad influence, but he was a militarist. We never knew him as being so completely anti-Israel.
So the Jewish community in those years...
Jewish community should be ashamed of themselves.
Why is that?
Why? Because they didn't take it. They knew more than we knew. We were just ordinary soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
People knew it, and they never put it up. I think Mr. Roosevelt is a crying shame the way he secreted that information.
And that was what you're saying, is that he knew, and certainly American Jewish community knew, but didn't respond?
I think that's right. German Jewish leadership, Mr. Morgenthau and those people, never were able to convince the American public or tell the American public what was going on.
They didn't want to believe it, perhaps, that it was happening.
Apparently so.
I see. Okay. Can you give us your comments on the Korean War? All the wars that followed?
I tell you about the Vietnam War was like a real disaster. We put our men over there to fight with one hand behind their back.
Mm-hmm.
I just finished reading last night Schwarzkopf's book, and who soldiered in Vietnam. And I recommend that for your reading. It was just terrible what happened to our soldiers over there. I happened to be in the Fightin'est Division in the United States Army. That's the first division, the Big Red One. And we had a great deal of pride in our organization. Coming here on the 28th of July for a reunion. We were in combat all through North Africa and Sicily. And we made the invasion in Europe. We went all through Europe to the very end of various campaigns. And we were a very proud outfit, and that pride was lacking in Vietnam because the men were just slaughtered.
Can you give us your comments on this issue of civil rights movement? What was it, in the 60s, I believe?
Well, it was a long time coming. My interest in that is, what is the attitude of the black population towards the Jewish population, which has caused me a good deal of thinking, to think of a good deal. The rights of the blacks are trampled on, and right now, has it gone too far? I don't know.
Okay, do you remember where you were and where the State of Israel was established?
I had some vague recollections. I knew people who were very active in that issue. I wasn't. When I got back from the Army, I was too involved with family business and trying to recreate my life on my own. Israel wasn't my prime interest at that time. But I knew people who were, and people who made money and arms and everything available to Israel.
Well, let's go back to your professional life. Can you share with us something about your colleagues or people who work or are affiliated with your career?
Well, I guess I owe my position today to Governor Schaap, who was a friend of mine and who I worked for his election.
What year was that?
Of yours? 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He appointed me to, there was a Mr. Sam Begler, who was the governor's personnel director. Mr. Begler and I were very friendly because I had done a lot of work in campaigns. I guess we became friendly when Pete Flaherty was running for mayor. Supported Pete Flaherty, helped raise a lot of money for him. Pete Farley, we went into the Schaap campaign. One time I was one of the so-called brain trusters in the Schaap campaign. Not only was I appointed, but I was instrumental in appointing about 10 other judges. At one time, all the judges who were appointed on these parts had to be cleared with me. And a colleague of mine, Mr. John Duck, who was head of the Justice Department, Western Pennsylvania office.
I see. When you look at your career and you look at your achievements, what would you say was your most important or greatest achievement?
Getting married and having four children.
And in professional life, the greatest achievement?
Hoping to be a good judge.
I see. That's very good. Now we'll ask you some questions about your children. Can you compare the way children were raised when you were raising them as children and in relation to how children are being raised today? You can discuss it with us?
Well, there's no question that we don't have the family. We didn't have the family control. Family relationship with my children, as my father and mother did with our children, their children.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very fortunate. My wife and I are, we have good children. We're staying out of trouble and all that, which was a real accomplishment because they grew up during the so-called drug era. Unfortunately, a lot of our Jewish children were involved in narcotics, especially marijuana. But our kids never made it an act of faith to be at the dinner table every night. We didn't have the family discussions at the table as we did under my father's house.
Mm-hmm.
There's a freedom that they have, and the youngsters have, and I guess they still have. But my kids more or less have flown the coop a long time ago.
Excuse me?
They've left the house.
I see. Okay.
But they do come back when they're needed.
Do you see a difference between the way they raise their children and the way,
I can't answer that question because three of my children are not married. One is married. His wife is pregnant, but there's no children.
I see. Okay. Do you find today's world more permissive, more lax than it was years ago? How different is it for you in your judgment or observation?
Oh, I think things are much more permissive today than they were.
How different is it? Can you be more descriptive?
Well,
what were the morals of the youth?
The morals are, my children's morals, I think, are high. At least under our roof, they conduct themselves morally correct. I think they don't, it's very similar to how it was under my father's roof.
Mm-hmm. I see. Let me ask you something about your wife. We didn't talk much about her. Has she been working as a social worker after you got married?
My wife is a very active worker. I spent a lot of time doing involving activities in charitable organizations.
I see.
And finally, about 5 years ago, she decided that she wanted to do something that would have a monetary implication, so she started dealing in antiques. And I might say she's become quite successful, especially in quilts. It's early American.
I see. Is there anything in your life you wish you could have changed?
No, I'm rather we had a good life, good parents, good wife, good children, enjoyed a degree of prosperity that I can, not only myself but my family can live comfortably. More than that, I can't ask.
Okay. Can you compare for us Pittsburgh of today and Pittsburgh of yesterday in terms of socially, culturally, various aspects of
Well, the Pittsburgh Jewish culture, I seem to think, changed abruptly with the event of World War II.
In what way has it changed?
Well, the German Jewish community was certainly a community of their own prior to World War II. Young non-German boys didn't go out with German Jewish girls because they were sort of looked down upon. And, but with the event of World War II and the atrocities that came out of Germany and the Eastern European Jews who became affluent, this breakdown became complete, so to speak.
But in terms of the non-Jewish life of the city, how was Pittsburgh different then?
I think it's number one, the black communities have greatly increased. The black community that I knew growing up was a very stable community, interested in their homes and their well-beings. And since then, of course, it seems to be not nearly as stable as it once was. The lower class people in the black community seems to have grown, while the upper class has remained rather static. As to the non-Jewish community, as far as the legal profession is concerned, back in 1940, I couldn't buy a job for $10 a week from a Gentile office. They weren't hiring Jews. Today, of course, the barriers have broken down. Bottom, of course, is the fact that Jews have become more affluent and their potential for being better clients. They bring money into the firms and they tolerate the Jews. Most of the big firms now have Jewish members. And socially, of course, Citadel, the Duquesne Club, now has quite a few Jewish members. At one time they had none. I just visited a friend of mine in Florida, Cy Herwald, who reputedly was the first member of the Jewish member of the Duquesne Club. And he was an executive vice president of Westinghouse. Country clubs are still very much either Jewish or Gentile. And, for example, the Oakmont Country Club isn't out beating the bush for Jewish members. I doubt if there's any there at all. Same as Fox Chapel and almost all the country clubs. They may have a few token members, but not very much.
Were the members of the Jewish community involved in politics
in
those years as they are now? Are they involved in were they involved in political life, in campaigns, running for office, things like that?
Yeah, there was always some, but not very prominent. There's always a few. There's always a few judges, Messiah Cohen, Statville, Henry Ellenbaum. There were a few of them.
How many Jewish judges do we have today in Allegheny County court system?
How many do we have? We have 41 in commission and about 10 senior judges in the Common Pleas Court.
How many of them are Jewish? Well, I think that's enough for our questions for
You've done a lot of writing. What are you writing?
And we want to thank you.